You're listening to SBS News.
Millions of Australians are trying to stay safe at home, but 18 months into the pandemic, the head of the Cybersecurity Centre, Abigail Bradshaw, says the dangers are also lurking online.
The surface threat area has increased exponentially, and the criminals have moved very quickly to exploit every connection that we have to the internet. Every desire for a service or information is an avenue for them to prosecute, to steal your money or your information.
The centre has released its annual assessment showing an increase in online activity has led to a surge in cyber attacks. It found that almost 70,000 cybercrimes were reported in the last financial year, which cost an estimated $33 billion. Assistant Defence Minister Andrew Hastie says Australians must remain on guard.
The online world is a dangerous place for Australians. Cyber is a battlefield, and if you own one of these, or if you're connected in any way, you're on the battlefield.
On the front line, Abigail Bradshaw says critical services are already under stress.
And particularly those essential services that people most rely on during the pandemic. So that's translated to more attacks on critical infrastructure, but in particular hospitals, aged care facilities and healthcare providers.
Earlier this year, global meat processing company JBS Foods paid a $14 million ransom following a massive ransomware attack. The fear is that could also happen closer to home, and not just from cyber criminals. The report says various malicious cyber actors have taken advantage of Australia's heightened vulnerability during the pandemic to conduct espionage. Andrew Hastie says this includes state-sponsored actors.
We have a number of actors who are conducting malicious cyber operations online. We have state-based actors, we have sophisticated malicious criminal syndicates, we have individuals. We have all sorts of people.
A quarter of attacks have been on essential services, which Mr. Hastie says could see an impact on critical infrastructure.
So you can imagine what a cyber attack, if successful, on critical infrastructure could do to our lives together as Australians. Think about what a cyber attack could do to our electricity, our water, our telecommunications. It would pose all sorts of problems.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the government needs to do more to address the threats.
This is of real concern. We can address this. I've met with the security agencies, including the Australian Signals Directorate and others. We have world-class agencies to deal with this, but we need it to be a priority of government.
In July, Australia joined a coalition of nations in blaming China for a major cyber attack that affected thousands of Microsoft users around the world. This report cites that as just one example of the role state-sponsored actors are playing.
But since 2017, we've made public attribution of Iran, North Korea, Russia, and more recently China. We've always thought about war in terms of air, sea or land. We now need to start thinking about it in terms of cyber.
It's a growing threat in an uncertain era. Krishani Danji, SBS News.